Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I love hearing your calls and your questions and your comments. Keep them coming at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Anthony Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who is also our coronavirus expert, is, being very pessimistic about how our pre-COVID-19, which is, I guess, what they're calling it now. Some of my listeners are calling it COVID-19, as opposed to saying coronavirus or SARS-2 or COVID-19. I guess now the term is COVID-19. Fauci said that the world may never return back to normal, to our pre-COVID-19 days. And some of you are like, well, good, you know, because I didn't like my job. I didn't like my wife. Some of you are, you know, for me, I really was a happy girl before all this happened. And I'm a little nervous. And the reason why he's phrasing that is even if we do have a vaccine, we are expecting a resurgence of coronavirus. We have no idea if the coronavirus is going to be kind of like the flu, where the vaccine 1 year helps, but you need to keep getting a new one. We don't know if there's going to be a new viral scare. I mean, you know, this just took people by, major surprise. Also, would still like to get a little bit more of the data is every single death that we have, you know, coronavirus, you know, direct. There's been reports that coronavirus is similar to flu, where coronavirus won't kill. It's a secondary thing that happens. I don't know if that's the data we're getting. From what I'm understanding, this coronavirus in and of itself causes damage that induces your immune system to fill up with this fluid or gook or whatever, clogging up the airways. But globally, we have 1,394,000. So by the time this segment is done, we're at 1.4 million, 79,000 deaths. So close to 80,000 deaths globally. And then in America, we have over 12,000 deaths. It's already risen a few hundred since our last previous hour, 384,000 cases. New York having the majority of cases at 138,000. New Jersey with 44,000, Michigan 17,000, California 16,000 cases, Louisiana 14,000 cases. I live in Nevada, so I always kind of keep an eye on what's going on in my neck of the woods with Nevada. We're already over 2,000 cases totally with 58 deaths. So we're supposed to be hitting our peak, but, you know, you got a group of people concentrating on the here and now. You have a lot of people concentrating on the future. Trump may organize a task force to look at the economy and how to get the economy up and running, which is, I think, very, very needed. You know, maybe not this second or this week, but I do think we need a group getting together and deciding when we could reopen the country. But, you know, is this the new norm? That is a really good point that Dr. Fauci is bringing up. Is this a new norm? And I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are we looking at online school being the new norm? You know, I know a lot of parents are talking. They're like, look, you know, we don't have to worry about school shootings, knock on wood. We don't have to worry about our kids later getting the flu or getting measles. Homeschooling is fine with me. All right. I understand the homeschooling advantage. You know, and the online schooling advantage in terms of safety, but you know, our kids do need to grow up with other kids. You know, part of growing up and part of living and part of developing is hanging out with other kids. I don't know what words spewed out of that one, so I apologize for any aphasia that just happened there. But you know, part of development is the interactions with others. You know, I got boys. You know, it's a boys' fight. And when my boys first were, you know, fighting when they were little babies, you know, I wanted to intervene. I'm like, no, no, you're both my babies, you know, don't. And then I was like, wait a second. Okay, they need to learn. They need to learn how to navigate each other. The reason why siblings fight, you know, whether it's Esau and Jacob or, I don't know, other famous, you know, siblings out there, is because that's God's way or nature's way of getting people ready for the outside world. So is our future going to be this bubble? Where, okay, maybe we'll be able to go out in the summer. Maybe in the summer, you know, when things die down, we'll be able to go out. But then as soon as there's a flu-related death or coronavirus resurges, are we going to be told, okay, boom, now we have to lock down again? Are we going to be locking down all the time? And is this the new normal? You know, also the new normal is the government going to have the ability to, at any time they want, tell you, you're not working. You're essential. You're not essential. Essential workers, you have to work. I mean, are we going to start seeing governors deputize or draft people into certain facilities? I mean, as we're going to kind of talk about a little bit later today, a lot of the essential workers don't want to be essential. They don't want to be in the front line of this virus. Yet if they quit, they can't get unemployment. So they almost have to wait till they're fired. In fact, Amazon may fire you if you violate any of the social distancing rules. Well, I mean, if, you know, somebody is kind of done with working and, you know, would rather collect unemployment and not be at risk, maybe they might just take a step to the left. So, you know, is our new norm this, where schools can be closed at any time, you could be told not to work, you could be fined, you could be arrested, you could be refused medical care? That's what I'm hearing. So I'm doing telemedicine. I've seen close to 5,000 patients since January. It has been a very, very busy 2020. And true, it's online, which is why I could see so many more. But the growing theme and the growing complaint is, I can't be seen by a doctor. Nobody wants to see me. And I'm like, but you don't have coronavirus. It doesn't sound like coronavirus. This sounds like a heart attack. This sounds like you might be having an appendicitis attack. This sounds like you might be having, a malignancy. But right now, it's all about coronavirus. And I get that. I get that. God bless, you know, all the first responders and medical professionals out there. They're overwhelmed. But then I'm hearing that some hospitals are empty because nobody wants to leave the house. People are thinking that they won't be able to get medical care, which then concerns me, where what are the next, spikes of mortality going to be? Are they going to be heart attacks? Are they going to be, people that didn't get their diabetes in control? So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats, But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Peter wants to know how many of these cases are in people who smoke marijuana. Now, that's a real interesting, that would be a great statistic to find out. How many people who have gotten sick with coronavirus were marijuana smokers? Not so much edible, but marijuana smokers. Now, this has been brought up in the past. If people who use marijuana are more at risk of getting severe coronavirus or not, no data. Nobody's, you know, again, doing the spreadsheet. Nobody's, I've done research. Research does take time. But getting data and then making a Google spreadsheet, you know, or an Excel spreadsheet, and then, you know, throwing the numbers into an analysis program, it doesn't really take that long. And it would be very interesting to find out if many of these people, let's say in New York or California or Colorado or whatever, you know, had, you know, been, you know, frequent users, rare users, not users. You know, my guess, because nobody's giving us that information, and the spread of coronavirus is pretty, you know, throughout the United States now, whether it's a, I'm pulling up my map of the coronavirus cases right now, whether it's a state that has legalized marijuana or not, my guess is it probably doesn't make much of a difference. And the only reason why I'm going to say that now, even without the data, is many of the people who have died have been over 80. And I don't know if that population is the most active in terms of smoking marijuana. They could. You know, again, I mean, I don't know what's going on in China, but like if marijuana is illegal in certain countries, and, and I know people get them, but when you see the numbers, it starts to make me kind of wonder. But, marijuana and the legalization of marijuana, you know, might have an effect. I really would like to see that data. I think we should have that data. I would like to know if marijuana weakens the lungs and puts somebody at risk. It's just right now, my guess would be it might not be as much of an issue as one would think if the majority of people are older, have other medical conditions. You know, I just don't see how it would help. But, you know, well, somebody could say, well, wait a second, you know, for those of us that are antsy and nervous and wanting to leave the house and be exposed to others, somebody who could stay home, you know, watch Ted, you know, or Deadpool, you know, smoke a joint and not leave the house might be less inclined to get coronavirus. So there's a chance that marijuana might help people, but don't quote me on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, had to be upgraded to an ICU status. From what I understand, he is in good spirits. I do not believe he is on a ventilator. I think he is on oxygen. But he is not on a ventilator, which means he still is able to breathe on his own. He was admitted to St. Thomas Hospital in central London on Sunday because he had persistent symptoms of COVID-19, including a temperature and cough. And by the way, we all have a temperature, so I should say they mean a fever. Almost 2 weeks after testing positive for the respiratory illness. A Downing Street spokesman said Johnson is in stable condition. He has not required mechanical ventilation, thank God, or non-invasive respiratory support. He is the first major world leader to fall ill with the virus to the point where he needs to be in a hospital. He has designated Foreign Secretary Dominique Raab to run the country in his absence. Now, many high-level British officials are also in self-isolation with coronavirus symptoms. Johnson's pregnant fiancée is also recovering from the virus. They say we're desperately hoping that Boris can make the speediest possible recovery. And he's been getting messages of support, Donald Trump, etc. But we're watching this very closely. One is because when you see somebody who is in the highest level of government in the UK, I mean, true, he's not the queen, but that's okay. So he has access to the best medical care within that country. People are kind of watching to see, well, wait, you know, he's getting worse despite medical care. And then, what is he getting to get better? People are dying to know if he's going to get the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin combo or what. I'm open to people trying it as long as, you know, he has a healthy liver and it's not going to cause other side effects. Also, people are watching this case because as opposed to many of these stories where we're hearing about all these body bags and we don't know how people died, here is Boris Johnson, who started out with the milder symptoms. And we've watched him over the last 2 weeks get worse and need intensive care. Hopefully he could turn around and get out of it and fight it. But this case with him is not he has another medical issue going on. This is where coronavirus preceded his medical issue. And we are assuming his medical issue is strictly respiratory, which means this might be a 100% respiratory, you know, issue caused by coronavirus and not so much something else. So, we'll keep you posted on that. You know, luckily he's not on a ventilator. You know, people ask, you know, what would his prognosis be once he goes on a ventilator? Well, it depends. Sometimes we use a ventilator not so much because you are worsening, but because you haven't improved yet. You'll have some people that get tired. They work so hard to breathe that they get tired. You know, a lot of drowning victims aren't so much that they, you know, got submerged or got tied up by a, you know, octopus, but it's they were out there in the ocean and they just got tired. And when they got tired, they weren't able to, you know, fight, you know, anymore. And so sometimes when we have people with COPD, et cetera, we might need to take some weight off their shoulders and allow ventilatory support so that they don't have to continue to work to breathe until they can kind of regain their strength again. So, you know, if he continues to have breathing issues, I wouldn't be surprised if they use the ventilator. Hopefully he doesn't need that, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLCDALI. An employee at an Arizona hospital was arrested after being accused of stealing $1,700 worth of protective equipment and cleaning supplies. We knew this was coming. People were stealing toilet paper from my husband's office. I mean, people were stealing, like, early on. Keith Brown, 49 years old, was arrested and booked in the Yavapai County Jail on one count of felony theft and one count of fraud. As you know, healthcare workers and others on the front line need protective equipment. People in essential jobs need protective equipment. He worked in the housekeeping department of the Yavapai Regional Medical Center West, and he contacted police on Friday regarding, they contacted police on Friday thinking that he was stealing supplies. While being interviewed by the police, he admitted to stealing gloves, hand sanitizer, surgical scrubs, washcloths, paper towels, masks, bleach cleaner, toilet paper, and an automatic hand sanitizer over the last 3 weeks. Now, I don't know if he turned around to sell them or not, but, there is fraud, unfortunately. Now, you know what I found very, very odd was I was trying to buy toilet paper. And, we use a lot in my family, don't ask. And we didn't really buy that much to begin with because people were hoarding. So, I mean, we bought a pack of Angel Soft, and I think I got a couple extra rolls just in case. So I'm like, all right, let me see if toilet paper is now available. And when I go online, in fact, let me kind of pull that up now. When I go online, most of the products seem to be from an Asian country. Now, hold on a second. I cannot identify if it's Chinese, Thai, Laos. I cannot identify, but it seems to, I don't see English. Hold on a second. Let me see if they pull those down. And the reason why I thought it was odd is because the toilet paper was very, very cheap. I mean, it was really inexpensive. Okay, looks like they got rid of those. Okay, good, good. Because, yeah, there were rolls of toilet paper that were not American brand that made no sense. What was very interesting is the rating reviews were less than one. And people said, don't buy this product. It's not real. It's a fake website. And they're like, you know, where was Amazon and why didn't Amazon stop this? But I am seeing, okay, looks like there are, you know, more toilet paper. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing, too. It also said there were like 280 rolls. And the price of the 280 rolls was the same as 10 rolls. By the way, the shipping charges on the toilet paper said, oh, yeah, that's the other thing, too. I needed a toilet bowl cleaner. And so I went to get, we needed a new toilet bowl brush cleaner. And apparently you can buy them used. You can buy them new and used on Amazon. Now, I'm not exactly sure why a used toilet bowl cleaner would be out there. Somebody said buy it and throw it in the dishwasher. I'm not going to throw somebody else's used toilet bowl brush and put it there. Not going to happen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You might get some money back from your car insurance company. Don't go away.
I'm I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration is working hard and has brought home more than 45,000 U.S. citizens from other countries during the coronavirus pandemic.
Our teams are printing emergency passports to get these folks back. We call hotels to find spaces for U.S. citizens to sleep to make sure they're near the airport for the moment that the plane will arrive, and we make arrangements for flight crews, and we provide Americans with letters for safe passage.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is urging patience when it comes to the full implementation of the roughly $2 trillion stimulus bill.
We have the pieces in place at the moment that are functioning well. All these different programs that have been stood up so quickly through the president's quick action. Let's see how that functions.
Scalia, speaking there on Fox News, also says that it's premature to consider another massive stimulus policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So major U.S. car insurance companies say they will return at least $800 million in premiums over the next few months because Americans are driving much less due to stay-at-home orders. Allstate Corp, one of the largest U.S. auto insurers, said on Monday that most customers will receive a payback of 15% of their monthly premium in April and May, which is going to total about $600 million. Given an unprecedented decline in driving, customers will receive a, quote, shelter-in-place payback. According to Allstate's CEO, this is fair because less driving means fewer accidents. American Family Insurance, a smaller company based in Wisconsin, said on Monday that it would issue its customers a one-time payment of about $50 per covered vehicle. That'll total about $200 million. They say American Family Insurance is doing this. American Family Insurance, I like their jingle, is doing this out of responsibility to our customers. They are driving less and experiencing fewer claims. Because of these results, they deserve premium relief. State Farm and Progressive, also among the largest U.S. auto insurers, say they are looking into the driving decline as a potential impact on its premiums. State Farm is considering how best to take this into account and return value to our auto insurance policyholders, while Progressive is exploring how to best return some premiums to customers. Both companies expect to make decisions soon. So my guess is, just like with the colleges, somebody started bringing this up. And as they were bringing it up, some of the companies were like, okay, we better, it's going to happen, and so we better beat people to the punch. And so luckily Allstate and American Family Insurance were able to make their announcement and look like heroes. Now State Farm and Progressive have to look like they, you know, are being goaded into it. And who knows, maybe it was their idea. But Piper Sandler analyst Paul Newsom said there are very few silver linings out there, but auto insurance companies are definitely one of them. Fewer accidents generally lead to lower claim frequency. As people aren't driving, people are kind of staying home, where you are hopefully seeing less accidents, which is fantastic. Hopefully less property damage, less of a lot of things. Allstate's payback will apply to 18 million policies issued by the company and its Esurance and Encompass units. They say a data analysis of 23 million cars showed driving mileage was down between 35% and 50% in most states. Now, funny thing is this morning when I was driving to the studio, there were more cars on the road. In fact, I had to even use my brakes at one time, and I was like, whoa, I haven't needed to use my brakes in over 3 weeks since our lockdown started because of traffic. And there was actually starting to be some traffic. And so I'm wondering if people are starting to get a little antsy and, you know, get a little nervous and, you know, want to just get out there. But we need to kind of be careful here because you're having a lot of people say, well, this is good. Rapes are down. Car accidents down. A lot of people not running to the doctor for every little thing. People aren't getting sick as much as they could be. Maybe less people got the flu. These lockdowns could be a good thing. Well, at what cost? I mean, are we supposed to just stay home the rest of our lives? I mean, we have to live. We have buildings and cities and, supply. I mean, we're learning a lot about each other over the last few weeks. You know, we're learning that we can still be friends, that we can still be close. That we don't necessarily have to hug, that we don't necessarily have to be in each other's space. We prefer it, but we could live. We don't necessarily need to eat out at a restaurant. Okay? You know? We could definitely cook at home. We could spend time with our families. A lot of us can actually do our job from home. Our kids can learn from home. You know, it's pretty, you know, cush for some people. Until certain essential industries don't want to play anymore. And if people at Nevada Power, where I live, you know, Nevada Power get sick, who's going to run our power? You know, being on a shutdown without power, not fun. What happens if people that run the cell towers and have to fix the cell towers, they get sick? So, we do need this to end. I mean, this is a very, very superficial shutdown lockdown. You start to lose your internet and your power, you're going to be like, okay, I want this thing done. So don't get too comfy. But I like the fact that we do have less, you know, car accidents. United Airlines is getting some heat. United Airlines is getting hit with a class action lawsuit for practicing unfair and deceptive conduct by refusing to issue refunds to passengers on canceled flights due to the coronavirus outbreak. Yeah, I had to pay to change my flight. I'm so mad. It wasn't to United, but it was JetBlue. But I knew my conference, you know, was going to get moved. The conference got moved in June. And so, you know, I changed my flight. And yeah, they charged me to change my flight. I was pretty ticked off about that. Maybe I should call them and see what they could do. But the airline has not issued monetary refunds to passengers with canceled flights. Instead, they're offering customers travel vouchers that expire in a year. There's a lot of people that have been, I would have had that same thing with JetBlue. They're like, look, we can, you know, if you have to change your flight, we can give you a travel voucher, but, you know, you're not getting the money back. So, you know, the airline had to slash its flight schedule. So if somebody doesn't want to travel in a year or whatever convention or conference that was no longer exists, they don't need to fly out there anymore. And so with United refusing to issue monetary refunds, that's a problem. In a lawsuit obtained by Daily Mail, the passengers claim they have lost a total combined amount of $5 million. So what's happening with airlines and with colleges and things like that is the money spent or the money's accounted for. So it's not, I mean, you would think they would have a bank account or a coffer or something. But for most of these places, when the money comes in, they spend it. There's budgets. I remember working for the government. And if you don't use it, you lose it. So people will spend, because if they don't, and there's a surplus of the budget, that money goes somewhere else. So all of a sudden, something like this happens, and your flight that you booked 6 months ago, and you spent maybe $700, $800 round trip, you're asking for it back. They're like, well, we can't just give everybody $800 back. The money's been spent. We paid for salaries, we signed contracts, we did bids, we bought new airplanes, sorry. All we could do is give you a voucher. Well, you know, students and their colleges. Students are like, look, I'm not on campus anymore, so I'm not using your library. I'm not using your grass. I'm not using your security. I'm not using your parking. Can I have some money back? And colleges, and they're like, well, no, we already had the money. No, we don't have the money just sitting there in an account. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, I get that. If everybody wanted a refund, that would stink. That would, and they would bankrupt. They would just absolutely bankrupt. You know, and so I don't know where they go from there. The Democrats are working on another $1 trillion package for small businesses. I don't know if anybody's gotten their first set of checks or their money. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the bill would easily cost another $1 trillion. Republicans are more cautious, asking to wait until the $2.2 trillion Phase 3 bill is fully implemented before going on to Phase 4. Did you guys know that there were already three bills and they're already working on a fourth? I haven't seen any money from any of them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers Monday that the Phase 4 package would easily cost more than $1 trillion. The next bill House Democrats proposed will seek to issue another round of direct checks to Americans, extend unemployment aid to those who have lost a job or are furloughed, and increase assistance for small business. Now, I'm hoping people are getting their unemployment checks. I'm hearing from a bunch of people they don't have them. That is a little concerning. The president has signaled support for some of the Democratic-backed ideas, like expanding help for small business owners, issuing new bailout checks for households, and including infrastructure projects. So, another bill out there. I would like to see some of the money. Are you guys seeing any? 1-877, Dr. Alley, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
As I walk along, I wonder. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some health officials are telling us to avoid our pets if we have coronavirus. Now, this all, I guess, started because there was a tiger at the Bronx Zoo that got coronavirus, right? It was a Malayan tiger, Nadia, 4 years old. She started to have a dry cough. Then her sister, Azul, two Amur tigers, and three African lions all started experiencing the same thing. So the zoo got permission from local and state health departments and animal health authorities to take a sample from Nadia to be tested for COVID, the coronavirus. Samples analyzed at the University of Illinois and Cornell University, and the presumptive positive finding confirmed at the U.S. Department of Agricultural Lab in Iowa was that she had coronavirus, being the first known case of an animal in the U.S. Now, there was, I believe, a cat in Belgium, was it? And I think in Hong Kong. So there were a couple other cases where an animal got swabbed. How do you test a tiger for coronavirus? Well, according to NPR, just like us, you would do an oral swab, nasal swab. Really hard to ask a tiger to say, ah. I don't know if you've been swabbed by this, it hurts, not very comfortable. They could also do a tracheal wash, which allows a sampling for the animal's airways. Only one of the ill animals was actually tested because collecting diagnostic samples of big cats usually requires anesthesia. So, they figured let's just do one and not put all these animals under. NPR lists a bunch of questions. One was, how did the tiger get tested when a lot of people still can't? Well, people are ticked. Chris Cuomo from CNN gets tested. Boris Johnson gets tested. You know, people in the NBA get tested. Then you have a bunch of people being refused to test. Well, the tiger got priority because technically there were veterinary diagnostic labs. And the sample being tested there was technically not taking the place of a human test. They said it did not take the test of resources from human health efforts. By the way, the tiger, Nadia, and the other tigers are doing well. There's a number of other cat species like leopards, cheetahs, pumas. None of them show signs of illnesses. So tigers are not technically like our kitty cats, okay? I think our kitty cats act more like lions, if you ask me. And so people are concerned about, you know, can our animals test positive and, you know, get hurt? Or can our animals, transfer the virus to other people? Now, this Belgium case, the cat got sick, I believe, after the owner got sick. And I don't know when you guys are sick and not feeling well, but I, you know, usually cuddle with my doggy and my kitty cats. They're like, oh, little babies. And you guys have all seen my babies because I usually put pictures of them in my articles about pets. So if you guys look at the latest one on my website, you will see Shakaboo and Saji. That was actually a picture taken in my old shower in a previous house. So that's baby Saji, and that's baby Shakaboo. I know thee. And they're just so adorable. And then you'll also see a little Snappy Tushy there, and then you'll see Ooze. So, yeah, you'll see my pets. But what was news breaking the other day was health officials actually said stay away from your pets when you're sick. And that started to make people a little concerned. But still, don't worry. We do not think you will get coronavirus from your pet or your family member will. But Mississippi Agriculture Commissioner Andy Gibson and state epidemiologist Dr. Paul Byers said at a news conference yesterday, saying that if you are sick with COVID, do not be the primary caretaker of your pets until further studies can be done regarding their susceptibility and spread of the deadly virus. Now, in my family, if I'm not the one that feeds cats, they don't get fed. It's so funny. I was out of town and my husband, you know, one night, you know, was like, you know, gosh, I mean, you know, the cats, they now love me. I mean, you know how they used to follow you all around? Now they follow me. Everywhere I go, they follow me. And I go, did you feed them? Oh, yeah, they're following you because they realize that mommy's not here and you need to feed them. So, yeah, so, you know, well, they had eaten all the chow that I'd given them. So they weren't starving by any means. And if you saw Sashi today, her tushy is definitely plump. She's not starving by any means. Now, per WAPT, Dr. Gibson said, I would say to people, until they get a better handle on this, you might want to make that social distancing with your pets. Continue to feed them, care for them, but don't get up in their face. If you can help it, obviously there are a lot of unknowns. Dr. Byers cautioned, it's important that if you are infected, if you are sick, don't be the primary caregiver for that pet. Keep some distance. We don't know that our pets at home can transmit it back to us or to other people, but we know that they may become infected. We want to avoid that if we can. So, you know, what I think is the possible working theory is, you know, maybe the animal will get sick, maybe it won't, but we don't think an animal, we don't think that your virus will infect a cat and then the cat will get a virus from another cat and then infect you. We don't believe we're there yet. It could happen. But what we think might be happening is, you know how there's a contaminated surface? And anywhere from 3 days to 9 days, or on a cruise ship, 17 days, you could pick up coronavirus from a surface. What if that animal is the surface? So I guess the working theory is if your dog or cat, you know, did kissy, you know, kissy face, and a lot of them love to do kissy face because you're not feeling well. And then, you know, dad comes home, you know, from his essential job and kisses the dog. Was it not so much that the dog infected him as much as he just touched a contaminated surface? You see? So I agree with that. So, it is really hard for, cats will social distance already. I mean, cats want nothing to do with us, you know, except my one cat that likes to sleep on my pillow. She likes to compete for a piece of my pillow with the dog. And so I basically have a pillow and I only get maybe 25% of that pillow because dog's tushy is on part and the cat's just laying out along the majority of it. So that's my sleeping arrangement. So there's no way for me to social distance. So my suggestion would be to sleep in a separate room from your family or pets if you're sick with coronavirus. Have another family member in charge of feeding and bathing the pet if you want to play with the cat or the dog. And, you know, do fetch, wear gloves with the toy. Use a face covering mask if you do want to hold them or pet them, because they always want to do kissy mouth. My dog, Ooze, loves to stick her snout up into my nostril. She thinks it is so cool that I have an opening in my nose that's bigger than hers. And so she wants to stick her nose up into my nose. It's almost like she wants to do a coronavirus swab. So don't let that happen. And then leave potty cleanup for another family member. Why? Is there something with their potty? No. But, you might as well take advantage and, you know, have somebody else do the work so you don't have to. So, and you know what? I mean, we are noticing that there is, the cats did leave. There was that study last week that showed that cats did exhibit the virus in their stool. So, you know, you might want to, if you think you have an animal infected, avoid their stool and use gloves and use a mask when you clean up their potty, because there could be coronavirus in that, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about how kids, you know, are getting affected by this. Apparently, there is starting to get some data on how kids are being affected. It looks like boys, when kids get coronavirus, seem to be more affected than girls. They still get fever, cough, shortness of breath. Those are the most common symptoms in kids. The report says that of the 150,000 laboratory-confirmed cases, 2,500 of them were kids. The kids weren't severely ill, most of them, but we have had 3 kids die so far of coronavirus-related. 1 in 5 infected children were actually hospitalized, so 20% of the kids that get this could still need hospitalization versus 1 in 3 adults. Cases more common in older children and teens, but serious illness appears to be more common in infants. So we'll talk more about it later in the week. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Rebel. now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.